Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, really quick, for those that don't know the difference when it comes to if we've been to the moon or if we've not been to the moon, if you've not seen, it's a strange thing happened on the way to the moon documentary. Do yourself a favor and watch it. And for those that are out there right now saying, Bradley, are you saying that we've never been to the moon? Here, let me put it this way. I did a high school assembly in Indianapolis, several of them, as a matter of fact, in the state of Indiana. In the process of doing so, Matt Labesh, the senior editor for the Weekly Standard, came on tour with us for 1 week. On the way to the school, he said to me, Bradley, do you think that we've ever been to the moon before? I said, you've got to be out of your mind, is what I told him. I said, the Lord has limits. Look at the Tower of Babel. The Lord stopped it. Why? Because there's limits with man. What happens when a government can convey to a people and deceive them into believing that they can do whatever they want to do without limits? Well, they can go ahead and tax you to oblivion, right? And that's exactly what they've done. And what have they used that money for? They've used that money to work against the people that they're supposed to serve, the people that they deceive. Now, going back to my point, I said, Matt, let's do this. We were on the tour bus. We were pulling up to another school. We were just going to set up. I said, let's go ahead and ask people when we get there how many believe we went to the moon and how many believe that we haven't been to the moon. And he said this to me. He said, Bradley, goes, I question your judgment on everything. I said, that's how I feel about you if you believe we've been there. I said, let me go ahead and lead up this little interview. So we got off the bus, and as we got off the bus, I started asking people, do you believe that we've been to the moon before? Absolutely not. Sir, do you believe that we've ever been to the moon? There's no way we've ever been to the moon. He was shocked. Matt Labesh was shocked. So we went back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, and we kept asking people. The only people that believe that we've been to the moon are those that are drinking the Kool-Aid from the mainstream media that keeps promulgating, which isn't true. Okay, those are the people that we continuously highlight when we say it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. That's why we follow the Christ here. Well, the next day when I did the main assembly, there's probably 300 to 400 students in there. So what I did is I asked the students in the school assembly, I said, hey, listen, I got a senior editor with me right now that's on tour with us from the Weekly Standard. He believes we've been to the moon. I just got a question. And they all looked at me like, okay, Bradley, well, what are you going to ask us? I asked them the question, so how many people in this room, how many students in this room actually believe that we've been to the moon? You ready for this? Less than half. Less than half. There's probably about a little more than a quarter of the students that actually believe that we've been there. The majority of students in that high school did not, or nor do they believe that we've ever been to the moon. If you've ever taken the time to talk to people rather than just believing whatever the mainstream media has to say, remember that media that you say that you don't believe? Just go ahead and talk to people and ask them the question, do you believe we've ever been to the moon? You're going to be shocked because you're going to find way more people that say, nope, we've never been there than those that have. Okay? Now, with that said, folks, if you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top left side of that page, SOL Radio Live. I noticed on live chat this morning or this afternoon, people are complaining about the fact that they didn't get their notice again. The suppression and censorship is heavy on this ministry because we're the ones holding to the Word and the Constitution. We're bringing about resolve, and the devil doesn't like that. But again, we're not asking him for permission to obey God because we've been given all power over the enemy, Luke 10:19. If you want to go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, we're on the top left side of that page. And if you'd like to at any time, if you'd like to call us, please do. Pro or con, it matters not. Jude 3 and 4. If you want to contend for the faith, that's fantastic. We can do that. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsofliberty radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here, Acts 4:12. Now, folks, I want to make a couple points here before I make my point that I'm going to highlight here and show you on the screen in just a second here. I know people that are going to the police academy. It's one of the greatest colleges to raise up young police in the United States of America. It just happens to be in the state of Minnesota. Well, last week they did this whole fanfare of police departments coming from all over the country and basically, you know, introducing themselves to the cadets that are going to be police officers or sheriff deputies, so on and so forth, soon enough. Well, what was interesting is Tim Walz, Governor Tim Walz, the people of the state of Minnesota did not vote for Tim Walz, 5.9 million people, just to prove the point once again. He's been denounced, the attorney general, a plant by the CIA, Keith Ellison, he has been denounced by the police. He was put in the position of the top cop, though the people in the state of Minnesota hate him. Nobody has any respect for him, but he was put there in the first place. Remember what Benito Mussolini said. He said, I prefer scoundrels. They're much more easily controllable. That's right. Put that up against 1 Kings 13:33. Well, Tim Walz just happens to be the governor, the guy that, you know, takes pictures with little boys dressed like girls. I think he just told you all who he is. Well, he had the audacity to go out to this fair at this college. And what was interesting is nobody's seen him. Nobody's seen him at this police academy. But somehow or another, pictures came out of him being there. And from my understanding, he was on the other side of the building. Again, nobody's seen him. But the pictures that were taken were two students, one of them that had to have rainbow-colored hair when he was standing right next to the said governor. Now, folks, again, if you don't believe what I'm telling you in the fact that Saul Alinsky tactic where few rule over many because they've deceived the many that the few will rule, that is another prime example of what's going on in not just the state of Minnesota, but the United States of America. The police hate his guts. The audacity of this guy to come out there. I mean, look what they did through the whole crime scene with George Floyd. Look at how that was all staged. Look at how that was all set. Look who was behind all of that with the help of that unconstitutional agency, the FBI. So isn't it interesting that the governor would pop up, though he's hated by law enforcement, just like Keith Ellison is? You know, again, what it begs, friends, when it comes to the question is, who actually voted these people in? Well, it wasn't the people. It was you believing the lies that the mainstream media was actually broadcasting and promulgating. We're going to take a quick... Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the sonsoflibertyradio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I want to show you this, and you know, I talk about it a lot, but I want to affirm it, reaffirm it with your own eyes, okay? So you can see it, you can hear it, so on and so forth. I want to show you this on social media platforms right now. This is how the mainstream media is getting away with the things that they're getting away with. And this is one of the things that I told the American people long ago. The reason they're talking about bringing all these illegals in that are now flooding into America is because they don't have the support that they wanted you to believe that they had. Okay. Now guess what? Everybody's worried about what I just said 10, 15, 20 years ago. Now they're worried about it. Why? Because now we're in those times. See, that's the giftings here in this ministry. But this is what I want to show you when it comes to voter fraud. Look at this. Power is not only what you have, but what your enemy, your opponent thinks you have. If your organization is small, hide your numbers in the dark and raise a din that will make everyone think you have many more people than you do. That's how the media operates. Folks, if the people on a worldwide basis understood that the people have the inerrant power under God, and they understood that the people across the boards, across countries, friends, are all in agreement right now, this is what your enemy tries to keep you away from more than anything else. They want you to believe that you're the minority. This is why they're always driving fear and oppression, okay? Because they want to single you out. Remember when Adolf Hitler used to have those big gatherings and those big rallies? They all do it, by the way. Dictators, that's what they do. China still does it. Mao Zedong used to do it. Joseph Stalin used to do it. They all do it. Why do they do that? Because they want to belittle their political opposition. They don't want anybody to stand up against them. Well, if you've seen the people that were for you, and here's the deal, a man with God is always in the majority, said that prophet from Scotland, John Knox. Number one. Number two, knowing this, that the people across the countries on a worldwide basis are all in the same boat that you are. But guess what? A great majority of the people are all in agreement with what you're saying. So therefore, I got to ask you the question, why are you allowing these small numbers to rule the roost over the masses? And again, the only way that they do it is if you believe their nonsense, their lies. Remember the Bible says in the end times, friends, we're going to stand there on that day and we're going to look at Satan. We're going to say, it's you that what? Deceived the nations? Yep, that's him. That's how they're operating, friends. And it's who you're giving your ears to if you're afraid of what's going on. It's who you're giving your eyes to if you believe, friends, that we're not well able to overcome, Numbers 13 and 14, okay? You got to get your eyes fixed on Christ. Now, let's go back to my point that I was making during the first segment, okay? Isn't it interesting that Alpha News just highlighted this article? Now, listen, nobody supports our military more than Bradley Dean. And I'm talking about in a righteous sense, because there is the Lord's wars and there's man's wars. Make distinction. When there's man's wars, friends, they're unconstitutional. A majority of what you've seen during the duration of the time that we've been a country, what, 250 some, take a little, give a little, years that we have been a country. Do you realize that 222 years of the 250 years, let's just say, we have spent in wars? And did you know that a great majority of those have been unconstitutional wars? Those are not the Lord's wars. Those are man's wars. And folks, we need to make distinction, okay? Because a lot of the wars that are created today, they're completely illegal, they're unconstitutional, and the only reason that they're creating a war is because they want to topple another third world country or another country so they can put a military presence to overtake that country to establish what they call a new global order, okay? And I've told you before, there are 737 military bases, our military bases across the world. I believe there's 162 countries, and I believe that we've got like 142 countries covered already. There is no constitutional provision for your government to be doing that in any sense of the word. Okay? Nobody supports the military more than we do. And I'm talking about righteously. Nobody supports our police more than we do. We love the police. As long as they're acting lawfully, which a majority of them do, and we're going to stand in support of them every step of the way. But I got to ask the question. You guys have recently heard about the three individuals, two police officers and one EMT, that was killed in Burnsville. You guys have all heard about this? Well, I want you to note and take note of what I'm going to highlight next, because I have all the sympathy in the world for these guys. But I do have to ask one question to all of this. And this is going to go ahead and dovetail right back to Tim Walz and police across the country that are afraid to enforce the law, to save life, to defend their own life lawfully. And if they have to drop the hammer by using their weapon, then so be it. But somebody's got to tell me something here, folks. Why is it that the police, these two police officers that were killed, why did they spend 3.5 hours negotiating with Burnsville shooter? Why did they negotiate with a man that shot at them over 100 times? Is there anything more embarrassing, more repulsive than to sit there and watch a police officer sit there and give somebody a command one time, three times, five times, 10 times, 15 times, 20 times, and they still don't enforce the law? You want to know why they're afraid to do that, friends? And I'm not justifying their fear. Nope. You defend yourself, you defend life, and then let the chips fall wherever they may. You know why they're afraid to defend themselves, friends? Because of the politicians like Tim Walz and Keith Ellison in the state of Minnesota that are trying to tie their hands behind their back from doing their job. Anybody sick of this yet? I am so fucking, and what's even worse than all of that, friends, is they have armed security details protecting themselves and fortifying themselves against the very people in this state that they're supposed to lawfully be protecting. I did not have this information until yesterday. These two police officers that were killed by this lunatic, this madman, by the way, who had a criminal record once again. They sat there and they negotiated with this guy for 3.5 hours while he shot at them over 100 times. Are you kidding me? That is insane that anybody would allow somebody to shoot at them once and not stand up and defend themselves. But this is what the politicians are teaching our police, friends. And I want to say this. If you're on the police force, you do your job. You do your job. And I know I'm not going to put any trust or faith in man. I know I seen what they did to the cops after George Floyd. The people just let them do whatever they wanted to do. And how much of it was fabricated? It was untrue. They were set up in the process and now they're in federal jail. I totally get it. I totally get it. But you know what? You defend your life. You defend those lives around you because we stand with you 100%. And all those that stood down when they should have stood up, my friends, that are in the police force, it's not all of us that are cowards. It's not all of us that are just going to roll in the face of this tyranny that's taking place in this country. Americans, I want to tell you what this is all about. They're trying to Europeanize America. And now what I'm talking about our police force, if you've never seen the videos of those in Europe, go to France, I've got videos, or the UK, I've got videos where it shows the police show up 10, 15 strong. You know what they're armed with, friends, against those that come from the Middle East with machetes that are swiping at people and killing people, namely those of the Muslim faith in that area? You know what they do? They get out in force with their taser guns. Their taser guns. They've been disarmed. Again, you can't make that up. That's where this is all going. That's why when I tell you to share these videos with people, you need to understand, if we've been in air, don't listen to a thing I'm telling you. But if we've been on, over the last 10, 15, 20 years on radio, if we've been right about what we have been, well, foreseen 95% of the time unbeknownst to us, if we've been right, then you need to share this information because that's all you have to do is study history to see how it's repeating itself today, because that's exactly what's happening. And if we don't want to learn to this point in history as to how we should put a stop to it, I want to tell you how you do that. You deal with corrupt politicians. That's how you put a stop to all of it. And I've said a million times, the Republic of Machiavelli, governments are destroyed because the people tolerate crimes within the halls of its government. And that is exactly what happened here, friends. And I just got to say it again, folks. You're on the police force. You do your job. We are with you 100%. The people need to stand up in the states and throw out the corrupt politicians, starting with governors and the attorney generals, because we have the provision to do just that. Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News.
News Update. There is brand new information about the suspect accused of killing a University of Georgia nursing student who was out for a jog near the campus in the town of Athens. The 26-year-old man, an illegal alien from Venezuela, police saying it's a crime of opportunity.
The investigation suggests that they had no relationship. He did not know her at all, where he saw an individual, and bad things happened.
University of Georgia Police Chief Jeff Clark saying the man is now charged with malice murder, felony murder, aggravated battery, aggravated assault, false imprisonment, kidnapping, hindering a 911 call, and concealing the death of another. This, by the way, the first murder on campus in 20 years. Classes have been canceled until Monday. In other news, South Carolina holding its Republican presidential primary today, and today marks 2 years since Russia invaded Ukraine. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Man, for 3.5 hours... that shoots at you over 100 times. In all honesty, again, what are you thinking? I'm talking about the two officers in Burnsville who were shot. I know why they didn't do it. Oh, did you know that they were all white men that were killed, friends? And you know why they didn't shoot? I can almost guarantee it. He was a black man. Do you see how the media is using the media? The media is using the media. These useful idiots are driving a narrative that is completely untrue. Completely untrue. And again, it's happening because the American people are letting this happen. I want to show you something now that I'm bringing that up, and I'll get to it, more of it in just a couple minutes here. But I do want you to understand that this narrative is all bought and paid for. Recently, a professor in one of the big top three universities came out and said, you know, all this bias that's being aimed at the police, it's not white on black. And he said all H-E double hockey sticks broke loose. Here it is right here. Harvard professor says all H-E double hockey sticks broke loose when his study revealed no racial bias in police shootings. See, you're dealing with an entitlement mentality. You're dealing with the people, and I covered a little bit of this yesterday. You're dealing with the people, and folks, they're bought and paid for, because I don't see it anywhere out there. But what they do is they want to find the one or two blacks that are willing to go ahead and play the victim and that they want reparations. In other words, they want you to apologize for you being white. Well, that ain't going to happen because I'm a man of color, too. I'm white. I'm on the color scale, period. All nations are one blood, Acts 17:26, Malachi 2:10. We're not going there. But they got to find one or two to go along with it. And folks, I'll tell you what, this professor just happened to be a black dude that told the truth. Here he is right here. Again, I want you to see this.
I collected a lot of data. We collected millions of observations on everyday use of force that wasn't lethal. We collected thousands of observations on lethal force. And it was in this moment in 2016 that I realized people lose their minds when they don't like the result.
That's
so
right.
My paper
So anyways, folks, I'm not going to cover this whole thing here, but isn't it interesting? He came out and told the truth to pull the wood out of the fire, per se, that the media keeps fueling, and he pulled it back and said, what you're being told by the mainstream media is not true. You know, you need to hold the media accountable for the crimes that they're creating, because that's what they're doing. They're creating crimes. Okay, now let's go back to this. I was talking to you about, this is just one of a plethora of videos that I'm going to show you right now. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. This is in the UK. I knew London had this happen too. But this is just one out of nowhere where a Middle Eastern, a Muslim man with a machete, starts to basically swing his machete at the people. And you know what the police could respond with? Here, I want you to see this because, again, you can't make this up, and I want you to see it for yourself so you know for yourself. Look at him. Terrified in video. What has he got? Okay, so the police officer, the only thing he could do to deal with this man that was trying to kill innocent bystanders with a machete was a taser. A taser. Can you make it up? No. Hey, all of you in the police force, do understand this is where this is going. They want to disarm you. They want to empower the military to control you, too. You have to understand that that's what's going on. I can sit here for the next 15 minutes and show you these videos. Here's another one for you. This is the one that really bothered me to no end. This happened in 1998. This is a former Vietnam veteran that was pulled over by the police. I want you to listen to this cop. And I know why he didn't shoot. He was afraid. But I know why he's not here anymore, because he was taking his fear... he was taking his counsel from the wrong sense of fear. There's a fear of God and there's a fear of man. And one of them gives you strong confidence, and another one brings a snare. This one brought a snare and it cost him his life. I want to show it to you. I'm not by any means disrespecting this cop, but I do have to ask, and I'm sure you're going to get the same feeling within yourself, why didn't she take this guy out? Okay, let's watch this together.
Come on back here for me.
Okay, the police is telling them to come back.
Come
here.
Back.
It's kind of hard to watch sometimes, that. Folks.
Dude, come on back here and keep your hands out of your pocket. Keep your hands out of your pocket, sir.
So he's already given them a command. The police officer's already given a command. Now he's acting like a lunatic.
Sir, come here.
Okay, the third command.
Come here, sir. Get back.
Now he's charging the police officer.
Now, get back.
Okay, now he's raising his voice. This is the seventh command, eighth command.
No! Get back!
See, when you don't mean it, folks, the first time, this is what you encourage.
Get back!
All right, he's swearing a little bit.
And I am not.
Okay, now watch what happens, because he's seen that the cop was not going to enforce his commands.
1078, radio 1018.
Now watch what he does. The guy goes in his truck, grabs his rifle. The cop's still telling him to quit. Now he starts to plead with the criminal. This must be the 15th, 20th command he's given. Still hasn't done anything to enforce it.
I will do my life. Get back here now.
See, it doesn't work, folks. So now he's allowing him to take his weapon out of the back of his pickup. And he's still, the cop's still scared to death, still giving him demands and commands that he's not obeying. but he's still standing there watching this guy prepare to shoot him to death.
Drop the gun now!
See, I mean, it's honestly, folks, it's pathetic. He's impotent. And again, I'm not rejoicing over this, but this is insane. Now the guy's shooting at the police officer with his rifle. Now listen to this. Okay, now he's going after the cop. This is the cop screaming. This is the kind of stuff that politicians are breeding in the United States of America. So now he's killed the police officer. You can still hear him breathing. Okay. And now he shot back at him again. And again, folks, this is the kind of stuff that's going to happen in the United States if we don't start getting this right. And I know that a lot of the police out there, they're looking to the people to stand up against these politicians. I can tell you. And you know what? Sometimes it's better not to say anything, so I'm just going to leave it right there. But I do want you to know that, folks, people aren't going to put up with this. They're not going to put up with this. And why? And I want to say one more thing to this whole thing here, too, on Alpha News. Police spent 3.5 hours negotiating with Burnsville shooter who fired over 100 rounds at him. I still can't even believe it. After this happened, the news came out. And again, with all due respect, and I sincerely mean all due respect, if you're called to be a police officer, then be a law enforcement. Be a law enforcer. Establish what it means on the side of the car. You're called a peace officer because you enforce the law to bring about peace. Right? You can look at that. It's found in Isaiah 51, verse 4. After this shooting took place, they had a woman get on television. That was a part of the police force. You know what her message was to the people in the state of Minnesota after the shooting took place? She said, "We're hurting." A police officer, I'm sure she was up there in rank, gives the message to those in Minneapolis, St. Paul, that we are hurting. Now, here's the shooter, if you didn't see this. Here's the shooter that shot over 100 times at those three men that went in to aid the people that were looking for help. He's a repeat criminal. But you didn't hear about this on the news, and I want to tell you why they gave little coverage to it, because it was a black man that shot three men, white men. Again, I'm not playing into that, but I am letting you know that those in the media need to be held accountable for what they're doing here. Listen to me again. The woman gets on television. She's in the upper echelon of rank. She tells the people in the state of Minnesota what took place, and she says, "We're hurting." Well, Bradley, what's your point? Well, if you have a sense of law and it's written in your heart, Isaiah 42:21, you already know where I'm going. This woman to get on the television set after two police officers and an EMT were shot at over by a repeat criminal over 100 times, you don't get on the television set and cry to the world asking them for sympathy, telling them that we're hurting. That's not your job. Your job is to get on the television set when you have the opportunity to tell the rest of the criminals that we're not putting up with that. Is that what they did? Nope, they put a woman out there. And what'd she do? She just encouraged the bad guys to do it all the more. Hey, folks, what I'm trying to say is the lines are, we're going backwards as a society in a big way. Instead of teaching men the fear of God and deterring the crime, now the police are decrying to a wicked world for sympathy concerning what they just did to three innocent men. You have it backwards. This is completely upside down. Upside down. This is the murderer who's now in hell where he belongs that shot the two police officers and the EMT. Just wanted to make sure you got a good look at him. But folks, we got to get this right because it's starting to look pretty pathetic in the United States, to say the least. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, and this day of sissified Christianity is sure is good to know that there's a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in, please do. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Yesterday, I highlighted this, and I'm going to give you more information, and we'll bring it to you line upon line, precept upon precept, concerning the illegals. For those that are listening to us in 160 cities across the country, listen carefully. Number of Chinese migrants crossing the border at San Diego alone now exceeds Mexicans and is second only to Colombians, with 21,000 entering there in the past 5 months. Just giving you a second to drink that one in. Who's alluring them in? Your federal and state governments are. Huh. Here, I'll answer more of that in just a moment. This is brand new. This is today. Promising 22-year-old Georgia nursing student murdered by illegal alien let in under the current criminal administration. Suspect was previously arrested for harming a child. I'm not going to go over that because I go over it all the time. To prove the point that they're being allured in, this is brand new as well. This is just this is on Tuesday. Illegal immigrants in New York City to receive debit cards worth up to $10,000. On top of the $5,000 that they got at the border, on top of their free phones, which they're being tracked for those that didn't know. on top of the fact that they were given tickets, plane tickets, to the destination of their choice. Okay? This is happening in America. You can go ahead and act like it's not happening. Oh, and you can also try to convince yourself that there's nothing we can do about it. You, again, are not paying attention. The governors are not doing anything to stop this. Abbott's an absolute bad actor. So is the lieutenant government, lieutenant governor, and they're sending them into America. That's all a dog and pony show. Okay, here's another one for you if you haven't had enough. This is just the tip of the iceberg, folks. Four illegals attack and strangle a man to death in Chicago. Do you think for one moment that they're not going to bring in their culture with them? Absolutely they are. Guess whose problem they're making it now? Yours and mine. Guess who's paying for it? You and me. One of the things that I've also warned of is the government making way for illegals to take over your homes. I know this will never happen. You are out of your mind. Then you are calling the Lord a liar, because under his judgments, he said it's exactly what's going to happen. They're going to be made the head. You're going to be made the tail. And what is advocating for all of this? Your tolerance and your apathy, Americans. Here, look at this. 100%fedup.com. Talking about the unconstitutional party system. Hey, let me stop there for a moment. Do you realize that if Americans would pull themselves out of this divide and conquer game between the said Republicans and Democrats, which does not constitutionally exist, did you know that if you'd pull yourself out of that, the change that's taking place, you would see it's a violation of law, and the people that are trying to change the law would all be thrown in jail. But if you want to keep playing this game, you can keep going ahead and playing this game, because this is how they're winning the day. Controlling the opposition. That's what they're doing. Led state seeks residents to house illegal immigrants. That's in Michigan. Boy, as if the people in Michigan haven't had enough. But apparently they haven't. Because if they had, they wouldn't be tolerating what's going on through Whitmer, who's good friends with George Soros, who just bought up 142 more radio stations in the United States of America. He is an international criminal, and somehow or another he gets to come to America, buy politicians, and just go ahead and destroy at will. How many other agencies has he created, organizations has he created that are subversive to America to tear down the infrastructure of who we are? That's what is happening. It's not going to happen. It is happening. Okay? Also wanted to show you this. We told you all of this years ago, and here we are. First non-citizen, in other words, an illegal immigrant appointed to an election commission in California. They'll always do whatever you let them get away with, folks. They'll always do whatever you let them get away with. And guess what? They are. Jeff from Tennessee, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley, brother.
Hey, brother.
We had our own little situation with the police officer shot and killed, and one injured by 7 times. It's not just the politicians we need to get a hold of. It's these sorry excuses of judges that let these criminals walk our streets.
Yep. Yep.
It was a 47-year-old father of two, deacon of his church, shot by a 7-time convicted drug dealer.
What town?
Maryville, Blount County.
Okay.
There was a nationwide manhunt for the guy, because he shot him. They tased him 5 times inside his vehicle. He produced a weapon, shot the 47-year-old, the male officer, turned and shot the female officer, then shot the male officer again and drove off.
Did they get the guy?
They got him 5 days later, yes, in Knoxville.
Okay. Do you have a name? Because I'm trying to pull it up for our viewers right now.
Oh, you had to ask. It's,
Why don't you do this? Are you online right now?
I'm on the phone right now. I think I'm pulling it up.
Okay, if you can pull it up, go ahead and send us the link if you would, and then I'll pull it up for everybody to see it.
Yeah, well, Officer McGowan was the police officer's name.
Yep, I got him
last week.
Yep, I got him, and I see that the search was on to find him, and apparently they found him. And I just want to see who it was that shot him, because there seems to be some strong bias in the mainstream media and how they like to report their news. They like to drive that narrative, as you well know, Jeff, and it always has to line up with what they want the people to believe.
Oh, yeah. Well, this man shot and killed a police officer, shot another police officer, injured her, a female, 21-year-old female. Then when they capture him, they have a picture of him where they had captured him and brought him to the Blount County Justice Center where he had a scratch on his face.
Yeah.
Automatically, they beat him up.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's like, you know, they took five departments to capture the guy.
Yeah. And that wouldn't have been the case even 10 years ago. And what we're seeing is what I'm highlighting right now is where they're trying to tie the hands of our police. And now I've seen both sides of it. I've seen where you've seen the cops that were just trigger happy. I mean, I could show some videos, some shootings that took place in Arizona where a guy was in a hotel room and there was no way this guy was going to get out of that room no matter what he did. And sure enough, the police officer shot him. But that is not the normal happenings as to how things unfold out there on the streets. A majority of these guys are fantastic and they're doing their jobs. And again, we're going to stand with them regardless of what the mainstream media says or not. But the people in this country, my message, Jeff, is we need to start pushing back. And it starts with us dealing with the corrupt within the halls of government. I've said it for 20 years. That's the answer. But apparently it's not the one that people want.
Well, I mean, I guess they're scared to stand up and tell judges, you know, we're not going to let you do this anymore. You start putting them where they belong. If they get, I mean, there's supposed to be three strikes, you're out. If you have to have two felonies on you for the same charge, evidently you cannot control yourself and you do not know how to live out here in society. You need to be put away.
Well, I would say this. You know, it tells us in Mark 7 that when you make the commandments of God void, and you take on man's commandments, what you're going to do is you're going to create a system of indulgence. And that's exactly what we have. I mean, listen to what you just said, Jeff. We have an injustice system in this country that teaches people, go ahead and commit the crime three times, but the third time, you're in trouble. But before that, don't worry about it. Just go ahead and do whatever you want. They don't realize they're being used as or for a bureaucracy to make $64 billion a year off the crimes that are committed by the people in this country. So we have to get it right, and we need to go back to God's statutes, because once we go back to God's statutes, we're going to teach men the fear of God and not until then.
Well, we've got a jail system that is not run by the state, that's privately run, privately owned.
Yep.
So, of course, corporations, they're going to want to turn around, send them out, bring them back. Turn around, send them out, bring them back. That's a guaranteed paycheck.
Yep. Well, you know what? Or that on vigilante justice needs to take precedent, and I see that that's what's starting to happen across the country. And you know what? If the courts aren't going to deliver justice, they're going to lose authority, and the people will take it back onto themselves. And P.S., that's where it belongs anyways. Thanks for the call, Jeff. I totally appreciate it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hour 2 coming up. We'll be right back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.